episode 17. I'm your host, Dave the Zombie, and we have our ghost, Vencito.
Hi.
And our manga specialist, King of Hearts.
Did you say Zeta Zombie?
What?
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 Yeah.
Yo.
And our guest this week, Gabe, or Asian Sensation.
And he died.
Hey, Gabe, say hi for once. Jesus. Hi. And wait, this isn't a guest, Dave. What are you saying?
Our new blog contributor, yes. Gabe. Yeah. Anyways, let's get to the news.
Yeah.
Apparently, Zero Sonu Sakaima's light novel is ending in 2012. I mean, I've seen the series, and it's okay. It's not bad, but, you know.
Okay.
It's okay. But, you know.
It's a light novel?
Yeah.
Yeah, the light novel series.
Okay. Oh, it's a light novel series.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a.
Like, what do you mean you've seen it?
No, I mean.
He's seen it, dude.
The anime.
Yeah, the show.
The anime of the light novel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant, like, the light novel itself. Because you can't watch a light novel.
I know.
He's Dave. He did it. He saw the light.
He can do anything he wants.
The show's okay.
Are you sure you're not a drachma spy?
Dave? Are you sure, Dave?
Jeez, people. So, yeah, that's gonna end in 2012, which is kind of far off. It has 4.5 million copies in print, so apparently it's pretty popular. But yeah, I'll see how that pans out. I guess I'll like. Watch the rest of this, read it into the series, because the third season like ends on like a cliffhanger, and I'm not really satisfied with that.
It gets stale. I stopped reading it for a while. Yeah, it was kind of boring.
If I could just add something in, someone recommended that if you like School Days, you might like Lucky Star on My Anime
List.
I think that's the truth. I'm just kidding.
Okay. And Last Exile's new anime series, I guess the second season of it.
It's not a second season. It's a reboot.
Okay, it's a reboot, but it's going to air at Anime Expo, which I'll be attending, and that could be kind of cool to watch. I know, Ben. You wish you were here.
No, I just wish it wasn't so smoggy where you live. Maybe then you'd actually see the sun.
It's not smoggy in California. What are you talking about?
He lives
about?
In Los Angeles.
It's not smoggy in Los Angeles.
I've been to Los Angeles.
When have you? Nah,
the sun was like bright red and my skin was burning up.
Do you know what
up.
Smoggy is?
Yes, I know what smoggy is. Gabe lives in New Jersey.
Okay, you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, Gabe. It's not like you can help it.
We all feel bad for Gabe because he lives in New Jersey.
Right. I'll post a picture of what smoggy looks like, Dave.
Okay, alright. Whatever you say, Gabe.
It looks like New Jersey, huh?
It looks like New Jersey, yeah.
Even though the link says New York.
Someone just edited it out. Oh, that's the kind of smoggy I got when I went to California, so yeah. Just saying, Gabe. Maybe it was just a bad day for your state, Dave. I don't know.
Maybe it's a bad day.
And King live in Texas, where there's virtually no smog, so I don't know what you're saying. How many times have you been to California?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I used to live in California.
Oh, well, never mind. Maybe it wasn't as smoggy back then.
Could have sworn we were doing an anime podcast.
Me too. I could have sworn that too. It was just
we're doing a weather.
Weather.
It's going to be sunny tomorrow.
It's snowing here in New Jersey.
It's snowing everywhere, man.
It's kind of smoggy, I guess.
And
smoggy snow.
Dude, it was hailing over here not too long ago. It was hurting me.
Don't make a snowman a brown one.
It's not snow, man. It's ash from all that smog you got.
Okay, let's get back on track.
Okay. And my last piece of news is that Bakugou Test is getting an English dub from Funimation. So that'd be kind of... should be interesting to see.
And Brina Palencia voices Hideyoshi. Ah!
Who is she?
She's like all the androgynous characters, like the main character from King of Nobari. I always get her mixed up with Caitlin Glass, because Caitlin Glass did the voice for Haruhi in Oren High School Host Club. And she also does like that. It's the main character of Kurosu Tsuji, the English dub of it. Was the same.
I haven't watched the English dub of
You haven't even watched the Japanese dub? Or you watched like one episode or something?
Of what? Kurosu Tsuji?
Yeah, Kurosu Tsuji.
Whatever. Yeah, I watched like one or two episodes.
But anyway, she's really good doing androgynous characters, so I thought it was a really good fit. And then, like, I don't really remember, but the guy who does Kenichi's voice, you know, in the anime, he's doing the main character of Baki to Test as well. So, yeah. That could work.
I could, but I don't know. I haven't really seen his work that much.
Yeah.
Because you need to watch Kenichi.
Mm-hmm.
Kenichi's, like, what, 50 episodes?
But 50 episodes of
awesomeness.
Kenichi.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my last piece of news.
That show called Ikumusume, the one you all love.
The one I stopped watching halfway through because of the tentacles. Yeah. What about it?
What?
What?
Okay. What?
What?
Yeah. What about it, Gabe? What?
It's getting a second season. Oh my god.
Yay!
I even know what this. You guys are talking about it, so...
No one...
I couldn't watch, like, 10 minutes into that first
episode. Oh, God, Dave, come on! Even I thought it was remotely funny for, like, the first few episodes. I don't even know why I stopped watching it. I mean, it's really fun. And the characters are really...
It has Yuichi Nakamura, too.
Yeah, that, too. What's wrong with
you? It's a children's show.
Oh, my God! They have, like, Yandere girls in it. What are you talking about?
Hero Man's a kid show.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben watched.
Dude, I was watching Spider Raiders, and that's a kid's show. No, this is not a kid's show. There's a difference
like
between
Index is a kid's show.
But do they ride spiders? In it?
They do. They do ride spiders, and it's really.
I would never have guessed.
Okay. Anyway, yeah.
It's getting a second season. Be excited.
Okay.
Apparently, the Bleach anime is getting some more filler before they go to the time skip.
Some more filler? I think you mean a lot of filler.
Some more filler.
Because, like, remember Naruto when it was getting its filler arcs, like, right after the Sasuke thingy? And then, like, remember how far the manga got in front, like, ahead of it between those filler arcs? I think, like, since the Bleach anime is almost caught up with the manga already, they're going to have a lot of filler. Like, a ton. A shit ton. In fact, why does One Piece almost have... I heard from somebody that it doesn't have that much filler in it.
Because it's such a freaking long manga.
Trace said that?
I think, it was Trace. And he said something about that, like, each manga chapter can be translated to an anime episode.
It doesn't really go anywhere, though, so that's like...
Yeah, but, like, with Bleach, it's like, they take up, like, what, 5 chapters for one fight that's concluded in, like, one episode for the anime? So it's like, that could be caught up super fast. So I can see why they'd have a ton of fillers. Especially at this point when they're doing a time skip. What is it, a year or two? What was it, King?
I don't care.
No one cares.
I mean, time skips suck.
You're just biased. I like time skips when they're done well.
Time skips suck.
Like bucking up.
You just don't like it because the ending to Dragon Ball GT was the worst time skip of all time.
I even remember a time skip in Dragon Ball.
Like
GT.
It's at the end, they skipped ahead to when Pan's like a grandma or something like that. And
I
like,
don't count that as a time skip. That was like one episode.
It doesn't. It's a time skip. And then she sees that little kid who looks like just like Goku fighting the turtle. He's like father or grandfather.
That's like
or whatever
you call him. I don't count epilogues as time skips.
Okay, well that wasn't really an epilogue because there was an epilogue after that that wrapped up the series in a terrible, terrible way. But anyway, yeah. Okay.
And apparently there's another Saint Seiya movie coming out.
Saint Seiya? Oh, yeah.
Saint Seiya. But it's going to be CGI. Ugh.
That's not that much of a problem. CGI.
CGI is... Yeah.
It's gotten somewhere. You haven't watched Eva 2.0, so you don't know. But it's gotten somewhere over these past years.
It was full CGI.
What?
Isn't Ava 2.0 is not fully CGI. Yeah,
somewhat.
That's true. It's like,
fine. No, I guess not. I can't really remember a full CGR anime in a while.
Wait, the movies are CGI?
No.
You saw the CGI in the Mirai Nikki OVA.
Oh, God. Oh, no, don't even compare those two.
I'm just saying.
Like the Final Fantasy, it's like the Final Fantasy movies, just say that.
There's only one. Those are like 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
There's actually three Final Fantasy CGI movies, so shut up, Ben.
There's three. Two of them are the exact same.
So? It was released twice. It counts.
God, never mind. Anyway, I've never seen Saint Seiya, so I wouldn't know.
The second one kind of sucked too, but it had a lot of fanboys happy about it. So.
I liked the second one.
Because you liked Seven.
You don't like Seven?
I like it, but not enough to see that the movie was bad. You're just like, oh, look, it's cloudy.
It was a decent movie. I don't know what you have against it. Just because it's Seven, you hate it.
Oh, look, it's Vincent. Yay.
I don't like Vincent. Vincent's an idiot. It's just because he's voiced by Steve Bloom.
Is that Tifa? Awesome. This movie is the best movie ever.
You're just mad because it didn't have enough Yuffie in it. That movie had, like, virtually no Yuffie. She was in there for, like, what, 2 seconds?
He still got the materia, though. That's all that matters.
Yes. Whatever. And Red 13 can talk, apparently. Okay, sorry. What are we talking about again?
News. Yeah.
All right. Stuff. Fumiko's Confession. I think we all know that little short besides King. I don't think he's watched it yet. The guy who made it, Ishida, I think he's Hiroyasu Ishida. He's making another anime short called, what's it called? Rain Town, I think it is. I think it's called Rain Town. Yeah, it is called Rain Town. And that's going to be something I'm looking forward to because I really liked Fumiko's Confession. It's like one of my favorite shorts, I think, so far. Besides like House of Cubes or whatever. That was a good one too. And Production IG has a new film coming out in 2012 called A Letter from Momo. And it's like being oversaw and being worked on by tons of amazing animation people and stuff like tons of different animation people coming from movies like Princess Mononoke and any other Ghibli film you can imagine, Akira, Ghost in the Shell, and Evangelion, the movies. It's pretty awesome to hear about this. So I can't wait to see this awesome work be finished. So,
and then you'll be sad when it sucks.
I know, I will be sad. But Production IG is pretty good about their anime movies, so I probably won't hate it that much. Also, Sentai Filmworks, you know, the horror of Sentai Filmworks, don't you, Dave?
Bad.
Well, yeah, they licensed recently Dream Eater Mary or Yumikoi Mary, the anime that's airing right now. Who knows if it's going to get an English dub or not, but maybe they've gotten better since the last time.
I honestly don't care about that show anymore, whether it gets a dub or not.
Well, still, just another work to add to the obscure anime list in America, I guess, then. The last piece of news is that the 5-year plan for Ghibli has been already decided with the first film, The Borrowers, which came out, I think, last year. Was it 2010? It was, wasn't it, Dave?
Yeah, it was like August or something. August 2010? I don't know.
Yeah, well, anyway, they have a 5-year plan. The first 3 years are going to be done by newcomers, like his son, Gorō Miyazaki. He kind of just scratches off Tales of Earthsea, or Tales from Earthsea, which was Gorō's first film. He kind of scratches that off, kind of, and just says that... he's still a newcomer. His new work is going to be probably next year or the year after that, probably. I'm not sure. Or this year, I mean. Or the next year. And then Miyazaki himself is going to direct another film. It's going to be way later, though. I think 3 or 4 years from now, maybe. Or maybe it's 2 years. I don't know. But it's not going to be for a little bit. And, that's about it. I don't remember the third guy who said it. But they're going to... The last 2 years of this project is going to be full of, like, at least a few epics, which are considered to be, you know, his forte. Like, Princess Mononoke was a great epic, and I think Spirited Away was an epic, wasn't it? Kind of?
Kind of.
Maybe. I don't know. It could be debated. But, you know, I think that's where he works best. So that's going to be fun to watch. And also going to have other directors doing stuff. So I'm really excited. 5-year plan. I still have not watched The Borrowers yet, so I'm mad. And I need to find out where I can watch that. Anyway. Yeah, that's all the news I got, though.
All right. Then let's move on to our What Are You Watching or Reading segment. Let's head it to Gabe.
Shit. Okay.
Shit.
I'm watching a lot, just letting you know. But most worthy of mention is...
Mars of Destruction. What? Go ahead, Gabe. Whatever you were going to say.
One, Princess Tutu.
Yes.
That I am...
You've never watched.
I am currently...
I know.
...watching with Vincito.
Yay.
The other one that I'm watching that's not airing, because I'm pretty sure everyone else is watching what I'm airing. And the other one is to A Certain Magical Index, the first one.
First one's
good. And
cool. Yes.
Yeah. And then last one, let's see, is Spice and Wolf 2.
See, though. You're not going to bring up the big one?
I'm joking. Yeah, I'm watching Spice and Wolf 2, but instead of that, I'll say Full Metal Alchemist.
Full Metal Brotherhood. That's what you got to call it.
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yes.
And let me say that it's one crazy anime, and I love it so far.
Drachma Spies, man. Them Drachma Spies.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
That's what I'm watching. And if I could just include what I'm reading, it's To Love Room, because it's awesome.
Because all you're reading is To Love Room.
What? I'm reading a lot.
Like Yotsuba, which you have not caught up with yet?
Yes.
Yes?
One of them.
I bet if King would slap you if he could.
Like Triple X Holic and Nagima and Naruto. All right, go on.
And no, Naruto.
To Love has piqued my interest because I've heard like some people talk about like, even though it's like edgy, it's actually good.
I thought it was just going to be a normal harem when
like
I
first me and saw King. It's like, so good.
I think I watched the first episode really of it, good. And then I was like, I watched like the first 5 minutes of the first episode.
I've only read the manga, so I don't know what to say about the anime.
The manga's
but...
better than the anime.
Okay.
Because one of the Bakuman episodes was describing how like one of the mangakas was saying that people are ashamed to like mention that To Love It was their favorite manga because there's edgy in it, but they like really truly endure it.
I remember that part.
Yeah.
Of Bakuman where they're talking about, oh yeah, To Love Rue. I know that manga. And
yeah,
they're like, good, yeah, though. I remember that.
It's That's... plotty after a little while, but you know, it's still good.
I have to see it someday.
Yeah.
But,
which is funny because Konad has absolutely zero. Oh no, it doesn't. It has
some then.
No, every now and then.
One risque scene. And if you consider two guys running together in a flower field and they're...
Well, I mean, there was
the
locker scene.
Yeah, that was one risque scene.
What the hell
was
the locker scene? Never mind.
It was a gym storage room.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. That was the only scene, though. That's the one I was thinking of when I said, oh, well, maybe one. Anyway, go on.
That it? Or you got more?
Well, I have a lot more, but...
No, we're not listening to you and your 50 not animes.
Fracto, Gosick, Madoka, Magica, Zombie, all that good stuff. Go on.
Well, no, tell me, Gabe, what's your favorite this season?
Wandering Sun. Well, that was a terrible cough. I gotta practice more.
I would say it's Madoka Magica, but just because it's Shaft, but I won't say it that.
Like Shaft.
Either Fractale or Gosick. Fractale.
No one likes Wandering Sun. No one.
I like Wandering Sun.
I do too.
No one likes Wandering Sun. No one.
You just don't like cross dressing. Get out of here. Discriminate little bastard.
Alright, come on.
You know what? Maybe Fractale.
Yeah.
I like Fractale a lot.
The last episode was kind of weird, I have to say.
It's been weird for a while, but...
Yeah, you know, I still enjoy it.
It's still good overall. It feels like a Hayao Miyazaki movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only seen this animation style like once or twice before, and that was in Miyazaki movies. Miyazaki. Yeah.
All right. Then let's go to King.
All right. Well, I've just been reading random new things that come out. And I've just been rereading things like I reread Yotsuba.
Again.
And I already read To Love Ru. Again. What else? But not again. Well, I never finished it the first time. This time I finished it at least. and To Love Ru Darkness, which is really good. What else have I read, Ben?
If you updated your Mal, I could tell you myself, but you know how Mal. You know how that
What are Mal. You talking about? Talking You're so funny.
You've been, what have you been reading? You haven't been keeping up with any series, have you?
What have I been talking to you about?
Yotsuba and To Love Ru for the past week.
Nagato Parfait.
And then what? You were reading something else, but.
I guess that's pretty much it though.
You read Yandere Kanojo.
Yeah, I read Yandere Kanojo too.
Yeah. That's something.
Hmm. When the hell is WAW gonna re-update?
When is WAW gonna update? I haven't talked about WAW in forever. I feel like talking about WAW.
Hmm.
Okay, then let's move to Ven.
Anyway, yeah, me. Okay. Let's see, what have I been watching or reading this week? I did start Fairy Tail on our me and Dave's agreement that, he would watch Brotherhood if I watched Fairy Tail. And I'm like 18 episodes in because I just finished an arc and I wanted to stay there for a little bit so I can finish like other series, like another series I'm watching with this Outlaw Star by King's recommendation, or not recommendation at all, but just request. I'm watching Outlaw Star. I am halfway exactly through Outlaw Star and all the characters are introduced, I think, of the crew so far, but they're not all together. Like Twilight Suzuka is still out doing her thing. And Aisha's kind of being Aisha, so it's kind of still up in the air about that. But I think I got the story down a little bit so far. And I've been watching Princess Tutu with you. Yeah.
You guys don't understand how good this anime
is. This anime is like amazing. I swear to God.
We actually have our own characters
in it. Characters that act just like me and Gabe, so we started acting like them too. So it's pretty cool. And
see, they were acting like us.
Yeah, they were acting like us, man. This total copy, man. Anyway, I've been also reading one manga that I was really looking forward to. It's Clamp's new series called Gate 7. There's only one chapter out so far, and it's really interesting. I like the setting and the idea. The weird thing is that the first chapter of it is kind of a sequel to the one shot of it that was released a while ago, because I noticed that. So it's kind of weird. I haven't seen something like that before. But it is pretty. It's really interesting so far, and doesn't feel like a Clamp series, I guess. Well, it does. It has that clampiness, but the art style's a little tiny bit different, I guess. Anyway, that's all I've been watching and reading.
Hmm.
Okay.
Cool.
And what I've been watching is Bokura Geita on one of the people I've traded shows with, Drazil. And it's like a pretty interesting romance show, so I'm kind of getting into it, and it moves actually kind of fast for a romance show, compared to most other ones that prolong their confessions and handholdings, whatever. But that's kind of interesting.
Like in Kimi ni Todoki, where nothing happens in the romance.
The new.
Wait, don't spoil it. I'm like five episodes behind on the
end. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying Kimi Todoki is kind of getting frustrating to watch. Like, these characters are misinterpreting things, and it's just so
That's
frustrating.
The drama.
God, I can take a few misunderstandings, but like, yeah.
I mean, I still like the series.
That Vincita is a little girl.
The series is still good. It's so frustrating. And I just wish they would like progress for once.
That's
and
what makes it good, though.
I know. And I've been watching a bit of Maria Hollick, which is a chef show.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a lot
my
of
favorite chef, yeah.
Randomness, but it's interesting. I haven't finished it, but...
Did you get back on track, or did you stop at that?
I have to go back a few episodes. I did get to the point like where he explains why he's cross-dressing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fair deal into it.
And I finished this week, last week, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Oh, snap. What?
I mean, I already posted my feelings about that show on the blog, but it's really good. And I don't know. I just be repeating you, Fen, and everyone else who think it's great. So I'll just leave it at that.
So all you're going to say is the negative stuff on it, right? That's all you're going to say.
I mean, I don't know. What do you expect me to say? I mean,
I expect you to say the exact same thing I've been spouting for a month now.
The soundtrack's great. The characters are great. I mean, what more could he want?
I'm just kidding. You don't have to say anything, Dave. All
right. But it's really good. And that's what I've been watching for the past week. So let's move on to our review segment. Let's go back to Gabe.
No, skip me.
Oh, God.
I need to...
It's going to review Mars of Destruction after all. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. I'm going to review another key animation work.
God.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but it's called Clannad.
Man.
No idea.
What are you watching?
Yeah.
Sounds obscure as shit.
Anyway, if you don't know what Clannad is, then I should tell you right now that Clannad is Key Animation's best anime work made, and you know, it's my favorite anime of all time, but that's just probably me. But it's a damn good show.
Oh no, it's not just probably you. It's not probably.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly not the best one, but that's just personal preference. It's a damn good show.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. The show, its story centers around... Key Animation's animes all have a moral or a lesson to learn. And, Angel Beats was about living a
Angel Beats wasn't an official Key anime, though.
But they did work on it.
They did work
it's written
on
by,
it.
No, Key didn't work on it, but it's written by Jun Maeda.
The guy who's
the main writer for Key.
Yeah, yeah.
So it kind of had some affiliation with it. Like Little Busters was about childhood. Canon was about keeping promises.
Little Busters about childhood? Dude, they're playing baseball. I have no idea what you mean by childhood. Did you? Oh, you played visual novel, didn't you? Yeah. Okay.
Little Busters is about having a childhood. And Canon, promises. But Clannad is about the value of having a family, which I'm pretty sure can be very relatable to a lot of people who watch it because, you know, that kind of stuff always happens.
Always happens.
Yeah. The characters in Clannad are extremely dynamic because there's a very long time range used in Clannad. There's a long time range, so the characters grow up a lot. No.
Time skip King will never watch it now. Damn it.
The characters grew up a lot, and most of them can be related to the viewers that watch it. The story is in the first season. I really can't say anything about the second season since that's
That's off limits.
A spoiler in
itself. Right now, that's off.
Yeah, it's a spoiler in itself. So, in the first one, it's just various stories put together about the characters and their problems with their families, including the main character, who I should say is voiced by Yuichi Nakamura,
the greatest single, almost greatest Japanese voice actor who ever, except
greatest
for
single, almost greatest.
Who's the guy who voiced Simone from Gurren Lagann? That guy's really good.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's really good. So, by the way, the soundtrack is amazing too. I don't think that it would be as emotionally. What's the word I should use?
And I was gonna say invested, but that wouldn't work with your stupid way you phrased that.
I was gonna say impacting, but that's.
Oh yeah, that.
But whatever. It wouldn't have felt as good. Not to say it wouldn't be good. It would be still amazing, but the soundtrack just made everything completely better. And yeah,
that's yeah.
Some of Clannad. I can't very well convey the greatness of it in words.
But then right it now, sucks.
I'm pulling this out of my hand. King, shut up.
Yeah.
Have you seen Clannad?
No, King doesn't ever want to see Clannad, apparently, according to him.
What?
Because he's King. He doesn't need to watch something to know if it's good or bad, apparently.
I'm pulling this review out of my ass, by the way. Just letting you know.
Everyone.
I came here unprepared.
Holy shit. Yeah, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was.
Were you going to say something, Dave? I kind of heard you there.
No, nothing.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, when you compare the first Clannad series to the After Story, which is, I don't know, maybe a galaxy away in terms of, like, how it's structured in the setting.
No,
and
I told you that one day I'm going to make a post to justify everything about Clannad that might be misconstrued as bad.
You know what? No, I only had one problem with the first Clannad series. That was the end. That was the, like, not the ending itself,
no,
but, like,
man, the end
on that.
God.
No, when they were doing the play, and when she's like, yeah, father, and then father comes running, and he's like, don't give up on your dreams. And that really made me mad for some reason.
Parents do
why?
That.
No, I've never seen a parent do that in my entire life.
Whatever.
You gotta attend more
what's
school
not,
plays.
What's not important is what happened, but what's behind that.
Yeah, that's what I liked about Quina, was everything that went on. Besides the overdramatic acting at points.
Overdramatic. Dave, do you hear this? Are you sure you want this guy on our show?
I'm not talking about After Story. I'm talking about the original Clannad.
Because this is why
They feel like two different animes to me. I love the drama in After Story. I thought it was the best drama I've ever seen, and I don't like drama at all.
There you go, because that's why I thought you wouldn't like After Story, because you didn't like the drama that
just
much.
Just don't understand. Just don't understand.
Oh,
I really like the drama in the original Clannad too. It's just that one scene got to me for some reason. It's just that one scene that
her
I had a
dad, her dad is amazing.
Her dad is amazing, but not when he's being like all like that. Never mind. Forget it.
It takes balls to do that in front of bratty ass high school kids. Well, maybe not brat.
They're all on their Twitters and their Twatters.
If you were in my high school, then you would understand what I mean by that.
Your high school sucks. Why would I ever want to be in your high school?
For anyone who's listening, my high school is like Beelzebub's high school, except, you know, instead of, like, words, there's penises on the wall.
It's great. I visit there once a month. It's amazing. Anyway.
And okay. Vince, I'm going to make that blog post.
You know what? The only reason why your school sucks is because you're in New Jersey. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All that smog getting to people's heads, making them draw penises all over the walls. It's not right, man. Clean up your damn city. Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah.
You're an idiot.
I know. Okay.
So, yeah. That's Clannad in all its greatness. 10 out of 10. 100. Sorry.
Really? I mean, good for that.
What? Just for what?
What? Nothing.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about whatever he just said.
Chimed in last second. And
you made me think something's wrong with him giving a 5 to Clannad.
King's ghost approval. There you go.
No, okay. You know what makes Clannad special, Ben? For most
arms. Dave, no. I didn't watch Clannad. I don't know what makes it special.
No, I want to hear what Dave says.
I want to hear what Dave says.
It's because the main character... 1, made a decision. 2, ended up with the right girl. And 3, grew a pair.
Okay, Dave. 2 of those is all opinion. And the third one makes sense. But you forgot the fourth point.
What?
He is the single greatest main character who ever lived. Besides... Yeah. Yes! He has the snappiest fucking comebacks ever. And the snappiest comedy. He is
so
fucking funny.
It's not even Tomiya.
It's just... Yeah, that guy doing whatever he does. Yeah, I can't say his name on cue.
Just say Nakamura.
It's because of him. It's like not even a character. That's him personified as a character, making, doing what he does best. And that's
persona. Being, there you go.
Yeah.
That's why Clannad's so awesome.
I love the main character in Clannad. That's like the my favorite reason. My favorite part of that fucking series was the main character.
You know what? Maybe he's a Drachma spy.
Maybe he is a. That he's too good to be true, man. He must be a spy. From Drachma.
He made a decision. He chose the right girl.
What do you mean made a decision, though?
Because most harem main characters don't make a decision. They just, like. They're kind
No, they do, but it takes them, like, the entire series to do it.
Not.
I disagree that Clannad's a harem.
Yeah, Clannad's not really a harem. Well, I wouldn't say it is. The first season, season.
In the visual novel, it's kind of a harem, but well, the way I see, here, like, he has no
problem. The harem definition is, you know, basically one guy surrounded by a bunch of girls. You know, that's how you want to define a harem. Then it's a harem.
That is true. Say. That is the definition of a harem.
Technically, there are other girls in love with them. Are they not?
Yeah, there's a bunch of those. So
there you go.
In what? I wasn't paying attention for the last 5 seconds.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, I don't know. I just feel that it's more of a direct romance than a harem, but that's probably the second season. That's what I'm thinking of. Because the first season was definitely harem-ish because of everything that happened. Like this.
Wait, that's too much spoilers. Stop it.
Whatever. Fuck you.
Shut up.
I already spoiled all of Clannad for everyone one of these days, I think.
So let's go to King. What?
All right, what I am reviewing, I will go ahead and review Yotsuba.
Oh my god! Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I don't kill women and children.
So basically, Yotsuba is by the same person who did Azumanga Daioh. You know, something maybe a few of you have heard about.
Just
I don't know why it gets all the love and attention. Because Yotsuba is like 20 miles ahead of it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yotsuba is actually really fucking popular. Like,
but not as popular as Azumanga Daioh. That's what he's
saying. Yeah, it's not as popular as Azumanga.
Yeah, I agree with that probably.
Doesn't mean Azumanga Daioh.
So, that's because not a lot of people read manga as opposed to watch anime. To watching anime.
I guess so.
Not as many, I mean. That's what I meant.
Why isn't there an anime for Yotsuba?
Because he said it wouldn't work as an anime.
That's what I would say, too. I was like, that wouldn't work. Anyway. What are you talking about? But yeah, it wouldn't.
So, Yotsuba is about this little 5-year-old girl who's, like, really weird and she doesn't really understand how things work. But at the same time, for a 5-year-old, she's stupidly smart for some reason. But she's also an idiot. It's a conundrum. I don't know what more to say. And she lives with her, what's it called, adoptive father. And they move to this new town.
Wait, that's adopted?
Yeah, she's adopted.
I didn't know that! Damn it!
How far are you into Yotsuba again?
I'm as far as King is.
Yeah, she's adopted.
It's in like the second volume.
My god, really? I thought they were blood related. And I was like, why is her hair green and yours not? Oh,
So the two move away from their old house and they move to this new neighborhood next to this one family. And this one family and the Yotsuba family, you know, her family, they're the main point of the main focus of this story. It's not like a serious continuation plot line. It's just, you know, every chapter is this random chapter on something, you know, in particular. So I usually don't like things like that. I like, you know, overall plot lines that keep going. But Yotsuba is so funny. And since it's viewed from, like, a child's perspective, it makes you reminisce a lot. And, you know, you're like, oh, I remember doing this kind of stuff when I was little.
I doubt that kids have ever done everything that Yotsuba did.
I remember building a giant robot who ate coins. It was amazing.
You know, not stuff like that, but still, it's pretty funny. So everything's through Yotsuba's perspective. Even though it's, you know, through a child's perspective, this manga is not really for children because there's some pretty stupid stuff in it. But every time you read it, you just can't help but to smile and laugh. So when you're ever mad or sad or something, you just go read some Yotsuba and you're immediately happy again.
That's happy pills for everyone.
Every single time. You just read it when you're mad and you'll
like
be
whenever
happy.
Vincito yells at me, I just open up
go Yotsuba. Read Yotsuba and you'll feel better about yourself.
So since it's just random chapters every day, they're usually like adventure-ish type chapters that, you know, she deals with some of the different characters that the story has, which is, it's a pretty small cast of characters, but I think that what makes the characters so, you know, likable, since you're spending time with all, yeah, you're just spending time with these set of characters, you get to know them a lot, and you start to really, really enjoy them. Especially some characters, like there's this little bit in, well, as the story starts, every now and then they make, what's it called? I don't know what the word is. They allude to this character that's going to come in, and they're always like, yeah, Yanda couldn't come this time, or Yanda's a jerk and stuff like that. Until like later in the manga where you actually get to meet Yanda. And he's like this Yotsuba's arch enemy. It's like this old, this, I don't know, how old is he supposed to be?
He's like 35 or something.
Yeah, it's like this old guy. He's this little 5-year-old's arch enemy. So every time they get together, all hell breaks loose and it's so hilarious. Like they are eat each other food or stuff like that. It's so stupid. Have you read it, Dave?
I read the first few chapters.
Oh yeah, and you said you didn't get into it or something?
Dave, I know you're doing a show and everything, but I think you need to go to the nearest read online site and look up some Yotsuba.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why you so much, Dave.
Like, it's kind of funny, but maybe
it's really funny.
Kind of
like funny. Every chapter, they, you know, somehow Yotsuba tries to learn these life lessons and crap, like things about global warming and and robots, I guess.
You can't really call that learning about robots, but I can. I take into account that she does make a few robotic friends along the way, I guess you could say. But like,
yeah, it's just, learning? I don't know. It's refreshing to see something, you know, something like this from a younger point of view, I guess. But even though she's younger, she's still pretty funny. Like, she'll still curse sometimes, usually when it comes to Yanda. So it's, I don't know, it's just something that always makes me happy whenever I read it. So I've read it like, you know, 5 or 6 times. It's that good. Like, every single chapter is pretty much good too. There's some chapters that, you know, are sequel, they follow the same plot since they can't finish everything in one chapter, but other than that, there's always something new happening. So it's pretty funny. Characters are all likable. Yeah, I don't think there's one character in that manga that I really hate or not like.
There's no reason.
There's an underrated character in that manga, too. That girl who smokes all the time, she's really underrated. She's not in it enough. I need more. You know, they just introduced her for like, what, 2 chapters maybe?
No, she's in a few chapters.
Really? She's in the up air balloon one, I remember. She's in that
one.
The
only time I didn't like her was when she blew a mouthful of cigarette smoke in Yotsuba's face. I was like, don't do that.
I just like short-haired girls, maybe.
Maybe that's why this is the way she is now.
Just this lighthearted, really lighthearted, down-to-earth manga that's really funny about this little girl. And they don't even have to really try hard to be funny. Like, everything they do is so stupid. It's hilarious.
Yotsuba just has to make a funny face of, like, being so entertained by something, and that's funny. Just her face.
Even when you have, like, those sad moments in the manga. I remember there was one where she's, like, out dancing in the rain. She gets really sad or something at her father or something like that. And I remember laughing at that scene.
There's some parts where she's crying, like, her dad promised to take her to a farm, but she stayed up late because she was so excited that she got sick. So they didn't go to the farm the next day. So she was just all sad. It's funny, but you know, it's a lighthearted manga, so everything happens out pretty good at the end. She always has fun, and she's always going on a new adventure, like killing people with water guns and water balloons and stuff.
Oh, God, the water balloon is... Ah.
Not women and children, though.
Oh, not women and children. That's great.
I don't kill women and children.
I think that was my favorite chapter, was the water gun one. I think yours is the water balloon one, right, King?
I'm looking at it
now. Yeah, I love the water balloon one.
That's hilarious. Why is everything so good with water in Yotsuba?
And it's not all tied, you know, around Yotsuba, because the family they live next to, they have like these three sisters, and it's tied to them a lot too. So you get to see other sides of things, and it's not always from Yotsuba.
I always like that, because it, like, the three sisters are very big age gaps. Like, one's about Yotsuba's age around there, probably, I think she's 8. And there's another one who's like a teenager, and there's another one who's like an adult. And it's like seeing it. It's like three different perspectives whenever they're on screen. It's like different ways to look at what everything's going on and stuff. Like the middle-aged teenager's always worried about how like fat her thighs are or whatever. At times,
I guess she's always worried about how she looks, and she's always making bad puns and saying stupid jokes.
She's
and stuff.
Awkward and stuff. Yeah, she's awkward.
It's really funny because all of the adults in this manga are so stupid. Like, each and every single one of them. They have no reason.
I thought her father was pretty smart in the way...
Her father's, like, the only... who? Yotsuba's father or the girl's
father? Yeah, father.
No, Yotsuba's father is, like, a big, giant kid.
I love him, though. He's so...
He's so dadly. Like, he's always playing with Yotsuba, and he becomes, like, he'll put pants, like, boxes on his head and become pants man. He's always dancing around and crap. And, like, him and his best friend is, like, this giant person, and everyone just calls him Jumbo. So every time Jumbo comes over, they are always fighting or something, like, putting on a show and crap. Like, there's this one time where they were at the festival, and Yotsuba saw, like, this giant Tengu, and she thought Tengus were real and crap, but it turned out to be Jumbo, and he started running at her. But her dad jumped in the way, and he's like, "Don't worry, Yotsuba, Daddy will protect you." And he just, like, gets beamed across the head by a karate chop, and he pretends to die.
That's great. I love Yotsuba. Yeah. I think the adults are kind of silly, because she's a 5-year-old girl, man. You gotta take into that account. She's really young.
I mean, the three sisters' mother, she's always like, you know, "That girl, she ate my popsicle. I wish she wasn't born," and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
It's pretty funny.
Damn it, now I gotta go reread you.
Like, really down-to-earth adult is the three girls' father. And he's not around a lot because they never say what his job is, but...
He's always out doing business, so, like... Anytime he is home, he's always so serious and stuff, like your normal anime father would be.
At first, they're like, the oldest of the sisters, she brought everyone presents, and she's like, "And I brought these for Dad." And then she's like, "Oh yeah, I forgot. Dad's not with us anymore." And she makes it seem like he's dead. Then the middle sister's like, no, he's just at work."
And you know that. Stop saying that he's dead.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Feel a little out of the loop here, Dave.
Yeah,
Dave. I know, Dave.
Man, maybe Dave, you should just, like, drop everything and go read Yotsuba now.
I'll get into it. I'll try to read more into it. The only reason I'm hesitating is because it's really hard to make me laugh at things anymore. I mean, I feel like I'm spoiled by Fumofu and...
Oh my god, Dave, I read Yotsuba after watching Fumofu.
Yotsuba's, like, the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Funnier than Ever.
Yeah.
Yes, it's much funnier than Fumofu. Okay, I love Yotsuba.
I'll read more into it.
Like, it makes me wish I was a little kid again. It makes you think you're, you know, a little kid. It makes you wish you were back to that age where you can do whatever you wanted.
I had a little nostalgia for like a couple chapters. They really reminded me of when I was young. It's a really good feeling.
Yeah.
I'm reading the water gun right now.
That's my favorite chapter. I'm sorry. Where she like takes on the role of the of like she protects, she sees like something on TV, I forget what it was. And like,
yeah,
she
like they were watching a mobster movie.
They're watching like a detective or crime movie, and like all of a sudden Yotsuba gets up and walks out of the room, fills up a water gun, comes back in the room and shoots Jumbo and her father and like or aims at them and they're like, "Hey, wait a minute," and she's like, "You can what do they say?
Tell me in hell.
And she shoots and then she just goes around the neighborhood shooting like the people in the other house too.
And then she shoots
like the teddy bear and says, "Sorry, I don't kill women or children."
And you just
all the expressions she makes are really stupid. It's hilarious.
When her eyes are just giant black dots and her mouth is gaping open, she's like, "What?"
Like one of the running jokes is Yanda. He always comes to their house to make instant noodles, and he always taunts them in front of her since her dad says instant noodles aren't healthy, so she can't eat them all the time. So every time he comes over, he's like, "Yanda, why are you here? Are you here to eat noodles again?" He's like, "Yeah, that's right." And she's like, "Damn you." And it's really funny. Like, her and her dad are always playing games. So, like, they're playing rock, paper, scissors, and she keeps on losing. So he's like, "Okay, Dad, you have to pick scissors this time, okay?" And he's like, okay, I will. And he, you know, she picks rock to beat her scissors, but he picks paper. So she, that whole chapter, she's like, "Damn it, adults are so sneaky." Oh, God. I love it so much.
I want to reread. Yes, what would you give it then?
It easily gets a 7 out of 5.
Easily gets a 7 out of 5.
I thought you were going to say 7 out of 10.
Whoa. Like, I can find actually no flaw in Yotsuba. It's so good. I don't know.
I still think the smoking girl should be in there more, but that would mean that the older sister needs to be in it more, which would mean that Jumbo would be in it more, which Jumbo only comes around like once every whenever he wants to.
Then let's move to Ben.
All right. I'm going to review a movie that I saw a little while ago that came out in 2010, February, like way early in the year. I was looking at it and I thought, you know what, this looks pretty cool. It looks, the title page looked a little bit like Summer Wars. I thought I was in for a good movie, and it was okay, I guess. It wasn't bad, but it was kind of silly. I am of course talking about Welcome to the Space Show, or Uchusho a yo, whatever it says. Yeah. And the thing that caught my eye about this was that Keiji Fujiwara is in it, the guy who voices Lad Russo in the Japanese dub of Bakano. He also is actually he's also in Outer Exorcist. When it comes out, he's going to be the father of the main character in the first episode, whatever. Anyway, so that's the thing that caught my attention until I found out that he plays a fucking dog in this anime, and that kind of disappointed me a little bit. Until I found out that the dog could talk. And that he could travel through space and he has a shit ton of lines. And I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. And then, yeah, anyway, this anime is about like five grade school students, five primary school students, kind of. They are, they get together. I forget what they get together for. I think it's like the middle of summer or middle of a break. And they all get together because they all go to school together, they're friends. And they decide to, hey, let's go on an adventure. So they like decide to go outside and just search. And there's a big like plot line about a missing rabbit going on. So like there's this little girl always looking for her missing rabbit that her big sister lost or something like that. So she's always hating her big sister for it. And they find, like, the little girl goes looking for the rabbit because she sees something moving in the bushes, and it turns out it's a dog. So they bring home the dog, and apparently the dog starts talking to them and stuff. And he says, "Oh, I'm an alien from Bow Wow Planet," or whatever they called it. I forget, whatever. And so he says, "Okay, you know what? I'm going to use my space powers and take you guys to the moon. Not that moon, though. The real moon." So they go around the moon in this space bubble or something like that. And it turns out at the back of the moon is like some giant satellite-looking thing that's like a space haven for all space creatures not related to Earth and stuff. It's a weird fucking thing so far, and it's not... It's like... It's silly. Like, it's just the fact that there's a talking dog makes the anime silly, but the fact that they go through space and they talk about things like how someone from Earth would say it kind of is kind of weird. And I don't know why I'm saying this. This movie is very targeted towards like family movie style, though. Like, it's more aimed towards younger audiences, I would guess, because it doesn't really have that many like, you know, grown-up themes in it, and it has like a lot of shit going on that doesn't really make sense if you're that much older. But it still, I thought, was pretty fun how they go through. And there's like this whole thing going on with asparagus. You guys know what asparagus is, right? That nasty stuff. I've never had asparagus, so I don't know if it's good or not.
What is that?
I know, I don't know either. It's apparently it's some rare, it's related to some rare like food in space, in like other planets in space, that went extinct like 10 million years ago or something like that. And apparently its like ancestor is asparagus. So they bring something with them because it's apparently their favorite food or something like that. Like, oh, asparagus is my favorite food. So they bring it with them when they go into space. And now they're on like the run from these evil people who want to use the asparagus to do evil deeds or something like that. And they create a giant monster from history with the asparagus. It's, wow, I don't even know what that made sense, but it doesn't matter. The whole thing is that there was not really anything spectacular about this movie. I was mad because if you looked at the title page, it reminded me there's a big house in the background. The characters are lined up. There's the sky and the mountains and the trees. It looks just like Summer Wars would, you know? It looks just like that. But I should have, that's judging too much by what the anime kind of looks like on the cover of it. It's kind of a lot different than what I thought it was going to be. So, I don't know. I enjoyed it, I guess. I was kind of in and out, drifting, because this is back when Dave wanted me to not sleep for a while, so I stayed up for, like, ever. And, like, I didn't get enough sleep, and so I was drifting in and out of the movie. But I remember there was a talking dog, and he transformed into, like Flash from Super Friends or whatever, or Superhero Flash, kind of. Well, he didn't really, but it was kind of looks like that, I guess. And he fought with this other guy who transformed into Megamind. Not Megamind. Why am I so out of it today? That guy from Marvel's Capcom 3. The big head guy. I don't remember his name.
Sentinel?
No.
Oh, MODOK.
MODOK, yeah. No.
Never. Stupid guy.
Yeah, the stupid guy. No, I'm just kidding. He looks nothing like him. I'm just making weird assumptions. But it was a weird movie. And it was, I don't think I'd recommend this to anyone, to be honest. It was fun, but like, come on, the only redeeming factor of it for me, really, was Lad Russo voicing a dog, so that was pretty cool. And the dog doesn't even sound, the dog's like a fucking professor in his country or something, or his planet or something like that. So I'd give this movie a solid 3.5 out of 5, maybe. It's pretty good, but I was expecting a lot more from it. Yeah.
Cool.
I know. I was looking forward to that movie for like a year, man.
Sounds pretty freaking hectic.
I'm tired.
Guess it's my turn?
Yeah.
Sure. Alright. So, I'm going to be reviewing I think this is 2009 show?
I'm not
sure. But this is called Heaven's Lost Property.
Oh, okay. I thought you were...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sword no Otoshimono. That's the Japanese name. Basically, this show is about is... that there's this like meteor shower happening in this small town, and this like kid Sakurai Tomoki.
He almost as bad as me today.
He's kind of like this
pretty hard thing.
He's like your kind of average, not average guy. He's very perverted, and he like does this really sick things to girls. But one day he
has the funniest laugh ever. I'm sorry I had to interrupt. He has the funniest laugh ever.
Yeah, he's got a good voice actor. So one day he's in this field, and there's this meteor shower happening, and one of the things falling from the meteor shower is this angel, which is kind of this kind of like not exactly an angel, but like this Angeloid or something?
She's like, yeah, Angeloid.
Yeah, they're not exactly...
She's a pet Angeloid.
Yeah, but, she's kind of, like, robotic, I guess. I can't really explain, like, what she is.
Emotionless.
Emotionless. I guess you could say. Yeah. Well, not exactly, though. I mean, yes, you'll see later on. Right.
But yeah. Man, I have a feeling if I watched Chobits, I'd be making references to it by now.
Chobits is different, though.
Yeah, I know it is, but I kind of get a feeling from what you're saying.
But yeah, he saves her from, like, the meteor shower as it's falling, and she decides that she'll become his master, because he just saves her, and the things he, like, wishes for is, like, really perverted stuff, like, he wishes he could be invisible so he can, like, fondle his childhood friend's boobs or something, and that he could wish that he was a girl so he could go into the girls' locker rooms and exploit them. It's really perverted stuff. But, you know, as you'll see later on, you'll see why, what the Angel Boy is and why she fell from the heavens. It's pretty much slice of life kind of show. Like, they go to the beach and they have the little festival thing going on. Most of the stuff is done in, like, the main character is mostly in chibi form, which kind of...
Yeah,
like,
it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but I don't know. I mean, I kind of like it better when he's better detailed, when he's, like, more serious. It is kind of funny sometimes. I mean...
Most of the time he's on screen, he's in chibi form. Like, when it comes up, it's like, oh, wow, I remember. That's how he looks like.
Yeah. But, I don't know. It's kind of funny. I laugh sometimes, but, it's so bothersome when he's, like, so perverted and doing all these weird things. Because, like, his childhood friend's actually kind of in love with him, and so will, like, the Angeloid eventually, but it's weird. And, I don't know, I guess this art style's okay, the animation's okay, nothing, like, particularly special, but it's, like, an okay comedy. It's not bad. I mean, I could safely say I laughed more times during this than School Rumble.
Oh my god! My first chime in, it has to be something like that. I'm disgusted.
Oh my god.
But it was good. I mean, I was pretty entertained by what was going on this show. And the second season was maybe on par with the first season. What'd you think, Gabe?
I think it was about as funny.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They had more characters, so there's a little bit more to do. I think I laughed a few more times in the second season than in the first.
Yeah,
At first I was a little skeptical to watch it. It didn't really seem funny to me until I actually watched it, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I like the new Angel Boy they introduced. I mean, I thought I wouldn't really like her as
stupidest first, but... character ever. Yeah. Like, literally stupid. Not stupid character, but dumb.
Yeah, and they did bring more story into the second season. You know, yeah. As you'll see,
believe it or not, it has a pretty relatively serious story than you would actually think.
And that's why I like I think I like the serious parts more than the comedy stuff. I mean, it's more interesting, and I like the gray-haired guy. I can't remember his name, but
yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, and the Yandere, I guess, troll character.
Like the best one ever. I didn't like the ending though. I didn't really like it.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I think that was like they're leaving it open. Well, I mean, you know, there is a movie coming out for this.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, that's
to wrap it.
Yeah, so that should be kind of interesting to see. So, I'll give this a 3.5 out of 5. It was good. Not the best comedy, but it's still pretty good. I don't know, I guess.
Oh, you're praising the fuck out of that. I expected at least a higher score than that.
I don't know. It's not...
That's praise to you? It kind of sounded like pity. Or not pity. He tried to make it sound like it's okay, but it sounded to me like deep down in his heart he hated it. Poor joking.
Always misunderstood, huh, Dave?
Alright. Well, that's all I have for my review. This has been Anime Afterlife Podcast, episode 17.